Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 2 of Young and Black. Now, let me apologize in advance because this should have come out a while ago. Now, the reason it didn't come out is because I had a lot going on, like, beginning of that week. I think it's been like almost 2-3 weeks now. I think, and I apologize so much about that. Some personal things had me all over the place and I just wasn't myself. And then what I wanted to talk about was quite large. Like, the topic of that episode, or the original topic of the episode, what I wanted to put out there was a lot more than I expected. I was going to talk about conformity. So I reached out to some people, had conversations with many different people, trying to ascertain different opinions and the like. I even reached out to a news anchor and I'm so glad he responded. Thank you very much. But he gave me pointers. I was hoping he would, you know, send me a recording of himself in the light, but he gave me some pointers and things to read. Now, it was quite difficult, not difficult per se. I was just running away from all the reading and things like that. I just finished my BSc and I'm not in a rush to study again, but I don't really have a choice. I will have to. It's part of the research, part of the process. Anyways, so I will get back to that. And I spoke with a friend of mine who's also a podcaster, and we decided we're gonna, you know, have a conversation about it after she's, you know, read up on the material, which I should also get to. Oh my god, I am in no rush for that. But anyways, I decided to switch up on today's topic, or on this episode's topic, and talk about finance. Now, there's a lot involved in finance. We talk about influencers, things like that, but to start off with, now, I really want to talk about, you know, the recent case of Ronaldo, you know, being an influencer and just simple moves, unconscious moves, and how that affected the share price, the stock of, you know, Coca-Cola. But besides that, I decided let's do a small intro. I had a conversation with a colleague of mine who is a businessman. He's opened his own businesses right after we've left school. I respect him a lot and shout out to him for willing to sit down and have this conversation with me. Really grateful. Now, I wanted to a certain way is because I'm not the only one who's young but also wants to make something of themselves. So I will put our conversation up here and as a part of the episode, and let me get people's opinions on it, and you share your part, your experiences, and if you've got questions to someone who's a little bit ahead of us in the game as an entrepreneur and a businessman. If you're young, black, or just young and you want to say something or you need help with something, let's see how we can grow together. Because I myself, right, I want to start a business, but I also have, you know, all these things that I'm into and all these things I want to do, and it's just all over the place, and it just feels like, where do I start from? All of this, all of that, da da da. But let's talk about it. And now I'm going to put up our conversation between he and myself. And if you have anything to say, or, you know, you've got any extra pointers and the like that, let's have that. Yes. I think I do prefer having conversations with other people. Now, whatever you hear in the conversation, the background and the like, do excuse me, because this was had over dinner between he and myself. You know, we were out to talk business between ourselves, and I was like, this would be an amazing conversation for my podcast. So yes, and as you know, I don't think I need to introduce myself again. I do have something out there, but it is David Michael. You are listening to Young and Black. Let's head into that conversation. Join in if you've got anything to say. Remember, you can hit me on my socials at DavidDMichael1 on Twitter and Dyes World on Facebook and Instagram. Join in the conversation. Let's grow each other, all of that. You know, we're still discovering ourselves. We're still young. We're still trying to do whatever we're trying to do. Anyways, let's hop into it. This is the conversation. Okay, so this is for the for today's episode. I'm talking to Mr. Brian himself. Oh my man, I don't have to pronounce your last name. I beg, pronounce your last name.
Gimahara.
I cannot even attempt it, bro. But okay, so let's talk about finance and independence as a young black adult, as a young black person. All right. So we were just talking about how
in this situation that we're at, we're in a situation where we're somewhat better off than our parents were, because that's what they've given us.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't know about a lot of other people, but I feel like it's still not enough. Like, I feel like I've not achieved what I want to achieve.
I feel like at this level where at, the independence and finance takes this level of maturity and determination that, you know, you want to be on your own. So you have to, whatever little change you're getting, is important to learn how to save. If you're getting 10 naira save, even though it's 3 naira, if you're getting 100 naira and they save 30 naira, if you're getting 1,000, learn to save 300 and so on. The more you save, the more you have in your account. And you can only dream of opportunities or think of opportunities with what you have available, you know, to you.
Saved up already.
And even if you need help, the fact that you are able to support yourself, you know, there's this psychological feeling that, okay, I have accomplished something by saving.
Yeah.
Then you can be, I don't know, I feel like you'll be encouraged to venture into something that, okay, you know, it's like pushing you one step further. Okay, let me invest this money to do this or in this or in that, in this business, in that business, in this idea. And even if you're involving somebody, you know, the person too, seeing that, okay, he's contributing something to that business, you know, nobody wants to bring in everything.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So I feel like first, it's about being mature mentally and learning how to save.
Now, two things there. Now, we previously mentioned, crap, I can't remember it, but hold up. The second thing is, I saw this video from somebody where he asked the question, okay, so who told us that savings is the answer? Because if money is being printed every day, or money is being printed constantly, why do we need to save when there's always going to be money?
Okay, it's like how there is projection every year. A set of graduates are released into the labor market.
Mm-hmm.
And those graduates are looking for the same thing, we're looking for money.
Mm-hmm.
New kids are being born every day.
True.
Yeah. So, and those kids need money. You know, human beings, you know, we reproduce every day. And if you think about it, you know, the population was growing at, you know,
an alarming rate. Like, compared to like almost 200 years ago,
we exactly. So they print money every day because of the level or the amount of people coming into the market. And if you think about it, for if you are printing 1,000 or 100 million naira every day, and you think about the number of people in Nigeria, that's like saying if it were to be an equal pedestal now, that's 1 naira to every Nigerian every day, and there are still graduates that come out.
You're looking at like at least 300 million
exactly a day, and you know, just like that. So if you save it, is like you hoarding some extra cash, you know, as they're printing. You are collecting your share and just holding it to be in your account. That's what makes you better off than, you know, the other person that is not holding anything. Imagine they should stop printing money today now. That kind of thing. So it's just going to affect the economy. That's why they print money every day. So the fact they print money every day is because most people are being released into the labor market, and you know, they obviously people are saving.
Okay, then when it comes to financial independence as a young black person, okay, so we're coming up. How do you start something? Like, for example, you yourself own businesses, right? We want to find ourselves. You mentioned something about being passionate about what you want. You want to provide a service.
Yes.
I'd speak more on that.
You know, nobody particularly knows what he or she is. I believe in destiny.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody exactly knows what he or she is destined to do. I feel the only way to actually get that is to explore different opportunities, explore different options, try your hands in this and that and that, and then you find out, okay, what you thought you liked might not necessarily be your, you know, your calling, might be another thing entirely. Mm-hmm. Even some might not be the thing you're exactly good at. There's just something that you're doing casually, that for fun, and then, you know, to another entire world is a gold mine. So you learning about yourself, exploring, now gives you that edge that, okay, this is what I'm doing, this is what's giving me money, this is what's making me independent. If you decide to be passionate about it, fine. If you're already doing something that you're passionate about and like you believe this is your thing, because I believe, like I said, I believe in destiny. Mm. If you're so passionate about that thing you're doing and you like, and it's something you love and eventually works out for you, great. But I feel everybody needs to try to find out, you know, I encourage people to try and explore, because that's the only way you find out what you're good at. But what you eventually will, you know,
at yourself. Some point, a lot of young people feel that they don't have time, you know, because I felt like that, like comparing myself to someone like Khaled, who's like my age. Not only does he have more beard than I do, which I'm jealous of, he's kind of just made it to a point where if I compare myself, or if I look at Khaled, someone who's made it, like, what am I doing? What am I missing? What am I lacking? Because it's not like is it a difference of opportunity? Is it a difference of like goals? Maybe he knew what he wanted earlier than I do, because I'm still trying to figure it out.
Not necessarily, I feel like, you know, everybody's equally, is talented in different ways, so you're not equally, you know, nobody's equal, but everybody's talented in different ways. And the sooner you're able to realize yourself and, you know, that potential you have, that talent you have, or whatever it is that you're good at, and you start working on it, yourself, because it takes one to project himself out there. Now, the issue of you feeling like you don't have time, start, you know, there's nothing like time is a variable of, you know, existence itself. What, as far as I'm concerned, we're just existing. Warren Buffett made his first million at 65, which is in his 80s, and then now he's one of the richest people in the world. And it's unarguable, you know.
Yeah.
Time is a variable of existence. We're just existing. There's nothing like, oh, I'm lagging behind, or you're only in race with yourself. So since you're in race with yourself, I feel you should, if you've not started exploring, you know, opportunities, exploring your destiny, exploring chances, there are a million things you could try right now. As much as you can sing, you can dance, you can plant a tree, all I know. You can mop. You can be the best mopper in this world. Anything. There's so many opportunities that, you know, the internet has even given, you know, an edge to. Like, and something that is not, oh, I don't know, something that you think is just a daily, is just a small thing for you.
For
might
fun,
be it's for
example.
Fun. Exactly. Might be a gold mine. So start exploring. Find out what you're good at. And if you feel this is something that can take you place, build on it, and then, you know, start pushing yourself out there. Because when people know you, is when, you know, you start getting some dough.
Okay, so now you talked about building yourself. How do you go about building yourself? For example, you know me, I'm in love with the media. I do photography, I film, I do all sorts of things. I do voiceovers. I love media. But how do you build yourself towards the point that you can start, say, like a business or something, like, this is what I'm passionate, like, what are the steps involved in not just building yourself, but starting that thing?
I think, first of all, you have to fully comprehend what is, you know, comprehend what you're about to start, that you're about to embark on a journey that, okay, self-discovery. Then you have to now realize that, you know, to build yourself, you are looking at trying this, that, this. Identify those strengths that you have. Mm-hmm. And when you eventually find that thing that you're good at, or those things you're good at, is maybe outline them, maybe cram them, I don't know, you know, or just know them, then look at how people in those fields, what and what have they done in time past that has made them excel. Then you get better by trying to meet standards that which those people have attained, and possibly more. And you do that by training in the level at which those people have trained, doing what those people are doing, and like I said, possibly more. And, you know, identify your style, because everybody is unique. Nobody is created equal. Nobody's equal. So everybody's unique to their style, and what makes you stand out is your style. So be unique in your content, be unique in what you're serving the public, and I think if the public appreciates your content, then they patronize you.
Okay. So then, what about, for example, okay, you've done all that. I know, tell me about your, because you started businesses, okay. Right? You're somebody who owns businesses, and you're young like myself. What did it take to reach that point? Like, okay, you've done your research. Mm-hmm. You knew you liked this. Mm-hmm. Okay, how do I go about, like, because, you know, it's finance. It takes money to start something.
It takes money to make money.
Yeah, it takes money to make, which is a very
spend
weird.
Money to make money.
It's a weird concept. Like, yeah. You can't just start making money out of nothing. How do we know, or how do we go about, I don't know how to place this question properly, but say for example, I want to start my own media firm, right? I don't know how to do a proposal. Is this all research? Do I need to start doing just research, trying to build these things, all of that?
Pardon me, I'm eating.
It's okay.
Okay. Like I said, you look at people, when you've identified this thing that you want to do,
yes,
you're so passionate about, you look at people that have tried such, you know, ventures, the steps they took, what they had to sacrifice to, you know, to get them there, what they had to learn to get them there, what it took to get them there, you know, and then try to do those things. And I feel eventually, you know, everybody, you know, embarks on their own journey. So I feel eventually when you're doing, acting, you know, towards a certain step, or
yeah, towards a certain respect, towards a certain type,
yeah,
of,
yeah, exactly, where you're going, and you eventually find out that even it becomes part of you. Like, let me give it an analogy. I want to learn how to drive.
Okay.
But I want to be the best driver there is. Now, now I know there is. Now maybe I see my dad drive every day. I see him drive every day, okay? And I say, okay, this man, since you're here, available to me, teach me how to drive. You know, it takes me on one or two classes, three, four, it depends. And eventually, I start to learn how to steer the wheel. I learn how to balance, you know, I become comfortable on the wheel.
Yeah.
Now, over time, I'll start identifying some of the mistakes he was making while he was driving, because nobody's perfect. You know, that's,
of course.
I'll start identifying some of the mistakes he was, maybe it could be that he liked to place his hand on one, you know. I start identifying those mistakes, and I start to correct them in my own self. What I feel should be there, what I feel he left out, okay, that should be there. And then, you know, I can now decide to make, you know, if I want to be fresh at it, if I want to be the best driver there is, I can decide to make my own, you know, signature pose, signature drift, signature, you know, just put me out there to distinguish me from other drivers.
Okay.
So when they see me do a certain, or, you know, drive a certain way, they know this is this guy's, you know, this guy driving, is this guy that is driving, I ain't get where he pass, that kind of thing. So it's all about you noting or learning, you know, figuring out what you want to do. Seeing those people who have done such, the internet has made things easier for us. So there are things put on the internet, people, celebrities have done certain things, telling their stories and how they got to where they are. Mm-hmm. Learn from them, try those things that they did, you know, take those steps that they took, and then eventually when you start, you know, you feel that you're getting there, you start identifying, you know, your own style, what is that they missed out, you know, or what you feel like you can add to your own, you know,
business, thing,
contribution, music, whatever it is, and then, you know, it becomes a part of you, it becomes your style, it becomes who you are. And, you know, over time, when people like, you know, when you're presenting good content, people, it doesn't take long, people will recognize you, and then you become a man of your own.
All right, thank you very much. We will probably have another one of these, so, like, you know, we can talk more and build more. I'll fashion proper questions, not just like
no, no problem.
But thank you. Watch him.
Okay, so that was my mate Brian, and we were talking finance and what it is starting up a business. It is, or it can be, quite daunting, the first few tasks. But like he mentioned, if you see it and if you have a passion for it, it's not impossible. It's really, whatever it is you want to do, somebody else has probably attempted it. And if you are a pioneer, you can find similar things and from there build it. Like we had after the recorded conversation, he even did a little experiment with myself where in the area that we're at, things I could add, businesses I could come up with on the spot. So it was quite an interesting experience knowing that like it's daunting but not impossible. So yes, if you have any questions or you want to discuss something or you have like some like a business idea that you want to, you don't know how like it should grow or what should happen, you can send me a message. Remember, you can hit me up on Twitter at @DavidDMichael1, on Instagram and Facebook at @DaisWorld. And we can have the conversation about how it is you want to grow your business, or, you know, just questions on exactly what to do. Because there is no specific roadmap, you know, and the more people willing to help, the better. Anyways, that is for the second episode. The next episode will probably be an argument. I'm trying to set up an argument and, you know, put things together like an argument on gender. That's what I want the next episode to be. Anyways, I want to give a quick shout out, or a proper shout out, on like I did last time, to VoiceOver HQ for, you know, assistance with this. I work with them and they're amazing. So yes, VoiceOver HQ. And remember, you can hit us up on, or you can hit me up on DavidDMichael1 on Twitter, DaisWorld on Instagram and Facebook. Stay tuned in for that next episode. It is going to be crazy, and I think I'll just put it up after this one because it took so long to edit this one, and I apologize. But yes, I hope you enjoyed the episode, and remember, hit me up if anything.